From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Closing food stamp loopholes will not unfairly penalize children in the school lunch program. That's according to a new report from the Foundation for Government Accountability. The report states over 99% of school-age kids on food stamps would remain eligible for the school lunch program if food stamp loopholes were eliminated. BBCE, or broad-based categorical eligibility, is a welfare loophole used by states to get around income and asset limits, leaving millions on food stamps who exceed those thresholds. Because receiving food stamps also makes individuals eligible for other nutrition programs, critics worry about the impact of eliminating BBCE. If meat is grown in a lab without slaughtering animals, what should we call it? That's the question pitting animal rights advocates and others against cattle ranchers in a war of words. AgWeb.com reports supporters of the science are embracing clean meat to describe meat grown by replicating animal cells, but conventional meat producers are irritated and want to stamp out the term before it takes hold. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Danielle Beck says it implies that traditional beef is dirty. China placed a 25% retaliatory tariff on multiple U.S. goods, including sorghum. The tariff also applies to U.S. soybeans, cotton, wheat, vegetables, beef, pork, and others, and goes into effect July 6th. According to agrimarketing.com, the new tariff will bring higher prices for Chinese consumers who purchase over half of U.S. sorghum exports. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.